Now, as long as we're talking about success, let's just make one more point, and that is this, that many people have as much fear of success as they do failure. How could that be? Well, the only reason you have fear is because your brain associates that something is going to mean more pain than pleasure. Some people think that success is going to mean pain in many different forms. They might think, well, gosh, if I succeed, then people may not like me so much anymore. So sure enough, even though they want success on the one hand, they have approach avoidance again. They think, well, success could mean all this pleasure, but it could mean even more pain. And so sure enough, they fear success. Or some people believe that, hey, if I succeed, then what if I can't continue to succeed? Therefore, it would mean I failed. And so they actually fear success because they believe that if they have a higher standard of success now, it's easier to fail. It's a bizarre trap we humans sometimes create for ourselves. So stay out of these traps. Create definitions that work for you. Condition yourself so that you no longer feel those sensations you used to call failure, and move yourself ahead by programming yourself for success. Let's take this fear of success and let's get rid of it. How do we do it? One, decide. Remember the technique? Step one is just absolutely decide. Decide means cut yourself off from any other possibility except that success is going to be nothing but pleasure and no more pain. Two, get some leverage on yourself. And this is going to be your assignment. Write in your success journal these two elements. All the things you'll lose if you don't change this fear of success and all the things you'll gain by linking pleasure to success. And then do the erasure technique. What do I mean? Think of these ideas you have about success and how it could be painful, and run them forwards and backwards, and make them so weird and scrambled until pretty soon you could never think that way again. In fact, it would make you giggle or laugh or just think how absurd. That's all it takes. Free yourself, interrupt the pattern, so you can now establish a new pattern of success being something that you're driven towards instead of something you avoid. As soon as you're done with that, we're going to go into how to overcome fear of rejection. And take heart. We'll do this very shortly. It won't be as long as this, but do your homework first, okay? See you in a minute or two. Now that we've talked about the fear of failure and the fear of success, let's take a look at this thing called rejection. Gosh, if you talk about an emotion that grabs people, one that most people associate massive pain to and will do almost anything, including ridiculous things to avoid, it's rejection. And again, the only way you can feel rejected, just like any other emotion, is if you make yourself feel rejected. There is nothing and no one outside of you that can ever generate that painful emotion inside of you except you. Remember, it's just a physiological storm in your brain. And what you are is the person who sets it off just by the triggers you give yourself. You've got rules to create rejection. And you know what? I think most people are afraid of failure, not because failing would be painful, but because they're afraid if they fail at something, other people aren't going to like them as much, or somebody might reject them. Or if they succeed, they might get rejected. I think rejection is really the core fear behind both of those. Now, not always, but a good deal of the time. So how do we deal with this thing called rejection? Well, let's do it the same way we've already handled these other emotions, like failure and success. Piece of cake, right? Let's go through a very simple process. Let's use some of the same technology. By the way, this isn't the only way to deal with it, but as long as we're doing it today, let's get in practice. Step one, decide you are not going to allow this limiting feeling or emotion to control your life. That what you're going to do right here and now is set things up so it's very, very difficult or impossible for you to feel rejected. Two, get enough leverage on yourself that you'll follow through. So again, what you're going to do when I ask you right now is you're going to stop the tape, and I want you to write down two things. You know how this works. Number one, what is the price you will pay inevitably in your life if you do not control this thing called rejection? What are you going to have to give up? What are you going to miss out on? How many people are you not going to meet? What kind of relationships will you never create? How many business opportunities will you never try? What's the price you're going to pay long-term in your life if you don't handle this fear called rejection? And really put it on yourself. Get real. Stack the anchors. Make it painful. We want to cause our brain to associate that the idea that of causing myself to feel rejected is going to create ultimate pain in my life called losing everything that matters. And then two, your second exercise, and please do this in your success journal, is to write down what is all the pleasure, what are all the benefits you'd gain in your life if, in fact, you were able to free yourself from the fear of rejection. If you were able to just go for it, not worry, not wonder, not be concerned, not run these voices inside of your head about, did I do it right or not? If you could just free yourself, what would you gain? What level of confidence would you have? What level of success? How much action would you take? What kind of results could you create? and really sell yourself on the massive pleasure you'll gain by freeing yourself from this fear. Stop the tape right now and do this piece of homework, okay? I'll talk to you in about 2 or 3 minutes. Go for it, full on. Begin now. Okay, now you should have created the appropriate carrot and stick for yourself. The stick that says, I gotta handle this or I'm gonna pay ultimate pain, and it's a lot more painful than the rejection itself. I gotta get rid of this fear. And the pleasure that says, gosh, if I get rid of this, think of all the incredible things I could have in my life. This means your brain is conditioned and ready to change. So what do you do next? Simple, do what we did with success and with failure. Create a new set of rules about what must happen before you're gonna allow yourself to feel rejected. For example, right now, your rules for rejection might be, in order to feel rejected, what must happen is just somebody disapprove of you or somebody not give you approval. For some people, that's rejection. If you share an idea and they don't agree with you or they don't even get enthusiastic, some people go, they rejected me. They make it so easy to feel bad. It's a joke. And that keeps them from moving ahead. Maybe you want to change your rule so that now, in order for you to feel rejected, someone would have to demonstrate for you that you consistently violate your own standards, your own values, if you will. Maybe that would make you feel rejected because you knew they were right. But somebody just disapproving of your own view or your own approach certainly can't create that feeling inside of you. Free yourself. See, that's really critical. You've got to come up with a great definition. I remember hearing a great story about Buddha. You know, Buddha was well known for his ability to respond to evil with good. And there was a man who knew about this reputation who traveled for miles and miles and miles to test Buddha. And what he did is when he got in Buddha's presence, he verbally abused him constantly. He challenged him. He insulted him. He did everything he could to try and offend Buddha. Buddha was unmoved. He simply turned to the man and said, "May I ask you a question?" See, even Buddha asks questions. All masters do. But you learned that earlier, remember? The man responded by saying, "Well, what?" He said, "If someone offers you a gift and you decline to accept it, to whom then does it belong?" The man said, "Well, then it belongs to the person who offered it." Buddha smiled. "That is correct. So if I decline to accept your abuse, does it not then still belong to you?" The man was speechless and walked away. This might be your strategy for how to deal with rejection. Be a Buddha. Go for it. Don't allow anybody else's view to destroy the way you feel about you. Take another look. That does not again mean don't listen. It just means don't just accept things at face value. We all have a right to our own perceptions. And by the way, do sometimes people get in state and get angry about something and communicate where they might feel differently in another situation? They may not be rejecting you. They may be in a rejecting state. So don't allow that to affect you. So let's start right now by having you create a new set of rules for yourself. What must happen for you to feel rejected? And make it tough to feel rejected. Set a high standard, one that will really support you. Stop the tape now and create a new rule or rules for what it takes to feel rejected. Another way of looking at it is you might want to set it up that the only way you can feel rejected is if somebody says something and you agree with them 100%. Hey, then you're right. Maybe you should be rejected. Maybe you should have some pain. Maybe it's something you're doing that you don't want to continue to do in the future. But again, make sure you make it tough on yourself to feel bad and make sure your rules support you in your own personal growth, not something that limits you. Another strategy that'll help you is to realize that no matter what somebody says or does, they're not rejecting you. They're rejecting your idea or they're rejecting their impression of you in this moment. And certainly you're more than what you just said or what you just did or the way they're looking at you right now. Hey, all of us have met people at times who we didn't feel real attracted to or really liked, but maybe later on we grew to like the person or grew to be attracted or grew to become a friend with them. So initial impressions, initial feelings of someone saying they don't like you or someone not responding to you the way you want is not permanent. Remember, the past does not equal the future. Someone rejecting you in the moment doesn't mean in a moment later they're going to continue to reject you. They may begin to like you very rapidly. Unless you're walking around wounded and can't allow yourself to continue to communicate in a way where you get through to somebody. So break out of the trap.